Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's a lot going on. It's free agent craziness, plus Yankee fans are holding their breath around Gerrit Cole. A lot to do here on an incredible Wednesday, but it is a little after 5 o'clock.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. All right, it's been a busy day of NFL free agency, but I did want to get my thoughts as a Yankee fan and give you five things I'd rather have happen to me than Gerrit Cole get an MRI on his pitching.
Well, you revealed one of them on Twitter earlier today. And
that didn't make
weird.
My top five, but you could reveal that one.
Well, what Sean tweeted was, I would rather Melissa McCarthy bend down in front of me after eating nothing but Chipotle for a week than find out Gerrit Cole needs an MRI.
Oh, jeez.
That's what this guy tweets.
Where does your mind go when you put out tweets like that?
In dark places, Tiki. That's
clearly
how upset I am and how nervous I am. I'm scratching my arm nonstop about this Gerrit Cole MRI.
All right.
And by the way, very offensive to Melissa McCarthy that people took that as a fat shot. She's lost a lot of weight.
Well, that's how they took it.
Right.
When you make a joke about someone passing wind in front of you after eating Chipotle, usually it's around a larger person, and that's why it was a deeply offensive tweet.
And it's deeply offensive to anybody to assume that fat people fart more than skinny people.
Why did you pick Melissa McCarthy then?
I've always had a thing for Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You always had a thing for her, and now you're talking about her eating Chipotle for a week straight and passing wind in your face.
Because he wants to eat Chipotle with her.
Yeah. I want to eat her Chipotle. Sorry, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
All right, five things I'd rather have happen than Gerrit Cole get an MRI. Binge watch every Adam Sandler Netflix-only movie.
What? What's wrong with that?
All right. Come on. How many
Netflix-only movies are there?
A lot.
No, there are a lot. I don't know, Sandler's good enough where even if it's not as good as maybe Big Daddy, I wouldn't mind binge-watching a little Adam Sandler.
Well, I'd rather do that than have the Gerrit Cole MRI. Here we go.
Number four.
I'd rather get served divorce papers by my wife and a lawyer than have Gerrit Cole get an MRI on his pitching elbow.
What? Jeez, I'll tell you.
This is how devastated I am by this news.
Clearly. And by the way, it's not even results of the MRI.
No, I'm going to a dark place here, T.
You and D, all right.
We're fine. I don't want Gerrit Cole getting an MRI.
Right, just making sure.
Divorce papers over just the idea of an MRI.
Listen, I love my wife. I love the mother of my children. To this day and always, through sickness and health, very rare you get an ace. A lot of fish in the sea, female one. All right, here we go.
Number three.
I'd rather never have ice cream again in my life than Gerrit Cole get an MRI. And that takes a lot from me.
It might be good for you, too.
Now, you're making fat jokes.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
You brought it upon yourself.
You're right.
What if it's dairy-free?
It does have nothing to do with it. It's just sugar, dude.
Okay.
Get to number two.
Here we go.
Number two.
To be clear, I wrote this down at 1:30 Eastern. I'd rather Saquon Barkley rush for 2,000 yards as an Eagle than Gerrit Cole get an MRI.
Hold on. I sort of even speak that into existence.
If I made a deal with the devil right now, and that deal was Gerrit Cole comes back clean, misses a few starts, no problem.
Still rather.
But Saquon rushes for 2,000 yards and the Eagles win the Super Bowl. You're signing for that?
Yeah, man. Every start counts for the Yankees here to try to win a division over the Orioles and then win a World Series.
All right.
Yankees are closer than the Giants. All right, and here we go.
Number one.
The number one thing I'd rather have happen than Gerrit Cole get an MRI, both of my dogs simultaneously throw up into my mouth.
What the hell is wrong with you?
And again, Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel baconator today. Enjoy.
So I'll give, and thank you, Sean, every day, 5 o'clock, Cinco de Fivo. I give Joe Shane credit for this. I may have ripped him earlier in the show for the handling of Saquon Barkley, but one thing that's true at 5:04 is that Saquon Barkley going to the Philadelphia Eagles is almost becoming old news because the Giants have pivoted. They signed a guard in John Runyon. Mm-hmm. They've signed Devin Singletary to replace Saquon Barkley. They did lose Xavier McKinney. And now the New York Giants are being linked as a potential trade partner of the Carolina Panthers for Brian Burns, who is 26 years old, who's an excellent edge pass rusher, who's a star in this league, who would be on the franchise tag. I assume if the Giants make that trade, they would work out a long-term deal. Mm-hmm. They still have time to do that. I also assume that the package to acquire Brian Burns in the prime of his career is going to be really high. But if you're a Giant fan and you're hearing that Joe Shane is big game hunting and pursuing a 26-year-old star like Brian Burns, well, then Joe Shane is the opposite of Joe Douglas, who right now is on his couch, surfing through the television, maybe checking out the newest Adam Sandler Netflix special in lieu of what you just said.
Right.
But Joe Shane, big game hunting for Brian Burns, right. I'll tell you right now, I'm not even a Giant fan. That makes me tingle.
Look, when you talk about what matters for teams that are trying to be competitive and build a core, it's offensive line and defensive line.
Yeah.
Defensive line, that's mostly edge rushers. We obviously know that they have Sexy Dexy in the middle, so they don't really need to address that. But they need someone opposite Kayvon, especially if this defense in a new system is not the same that it was under Wink, where they had their edges dropping a good percent of the time. So you need guys to get after the quarterback. And in the NFC, especially in the NFC East, you got to get after the quarterback.
Yeah.
And the Giants haven't done that effectively enough, except for against the Commanders, who are terrible at protecting the quarterback. But they haven't done it effectively enough against the Eagles and against the Cowboys. And it's one of the reasons that they get torched. Obviously, offensively, they've been bad. But this addresses, I think, a real need for the Giants, if it should happen.
Question
is, this is just trade talks.
Yeah.
This is not guaranteed to go down. But it tells you the mindset of where Joe Shane is.
Bingo.
And when I talked about those priorities, culture was number one. Number two, quarterback. You missed on it with Daniel Jones. Maybe it pans itself out as we get healthy and the draft goes through. That's number two. Let's table it for a second. But number three is building your core, and that's offensive line and defensive line, and it's clearly the priority over everything else. And so kudos to Joe Shane if this should come through.
What do you got to give up to get him? Like, off the top of my head, I would think you're going to have to include a future first. You're going to get him without giving up a first-round pick?
So the rumored comp, because this rumor's kind of been out there for a couple days, is a 2 and a 5.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I'll do that in a half a second.
Because the idea is, I mean,
he's not an all-pro. He's a pro bowler,
but he's
of the last couple of years.
What's that, the term when you're moving
his
up?
Trajectory is
going
trajectory.
Up. Yeah, trajectory.
And interestingly, because he's going into his sixth year, and he's not 26 yet.
That's what I'm saying.
So he's young.
But I give up a 2 and a 5 in a second.
If they turn Leonard Williams into that 2 that becomes Burns with a 5.
Yeah.
I mean, and these kind of pass rushers don't really get available truly.
They
on
never
free
they
agency.
Never do. The reason only reason it's happening is because Carolina is in like real reset.
A 2 and a 5, really?
But you're gonna have to pay him a boatload.
No,
that's part of it,
right? I get that that's a part of the deal.
That's part of the reason the comp is not ridiculously high.
I still would think that just forget about, yes, you have to pay him, but I would think that'd be a robust market for him. And if you get numerous teams bidding, then naturally the bidding would go higher. So, look, we'll see, because if they decide to trade him, we'll see what the comp is.
Yeah.
But off the top of my head, man, 2 and a 5 is a freaking steal. I would jump all over that if I'm them.
I would trade a 2 of 5 Saquon and McKinney for Burns for the next 5 years.
I see. But you're coping.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Turned into happiness. Sean is a very happy Giant fan.
Look,
right
they
now.
Get Burns has a chance to be one of the greatest days in Giant history.
One of the greatest days in Giant history.
I mean,
this is from a fan who's watched Super Bowls and NFC Championship victories and March 11th in 2024. Greatest day in Giant history.
No, one of the top five, top 50. Sure.
Top 50. Mm. Hell, you went from one of the greatest days in Giant history to
a lot
top
of the
50. All right, let's get back to your calls. Anthony is in Staten Island. What's going on, Anthony?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call. I call you guys all the time, and it's no different this time, just to discuss the Giants fan. Saquon, listen, number one, I agree with both sides. You got to do what's best for your family. You got to take the money, best deal. Go anywhere else, dude.
Exactly.
Go anywhere else.
Exactly right.
So my argument is this, right? So obviously we've had a contract problem with Saquon for the last couple of years. We franchised him last year. When we offered him a contract, a long-term deal, I'm pretty sure you guys are going to have to fact-check me on the numbers, but I'm pretty sure we offered him around $10-something million a year.
Well, no, that was the franchise tag. They actually offered him a deal two off-seasons ago. So before he had that 13, before Dave's first year, they offered him a deal that was, I think, around $11.5 to $12.5 million per season, AAV-wise. So basically, essentially what he got, just a little bit structured a little bit differently.
Right, so my argument is this, right? So you take the Giants' offense as a whole, okay? Daniel Jones, I call you guys all the time, Daniel Jones is not it, guys. He's not it. You take, as a Giants fan, you're expecting us to put our faith and love into Joe Shane and his future of building this franchise, and you let walk out the door the only offensive production on the entire team. Right. I'm sorry, I don't care about, you know, Jalen Hyatt and his potential, and he's a deep threat. We don't have a single wide receiver on the team. The only person that can move, Darren Waller's got cinder blocks for hands, and he's always hurt. You let the only person that can produce offensively just walk out the door for what seems to me, a $500,000 difference.
It's also, Anthony, you let him walk out the door for the offer you gave him a year ago. And that's what's frustrating about it. But, I mean, it clearly their priorities changed, and I think a lot of it has to do, as fair or unfair as this is, Saquon didn't have a fantastic year a year ago.
Right.
It feels like there were moments where he was really good still, where game-breaking ability. I think he scored a bunch of touchdowns, but it felt also like maybe he took a step back from what he produced in their first year.
Yeah.
And there's consequence to that. As fair or not fair, there's consequence to not having a franchise-type season on your franchise-type year.
I will say something to make the Giant fan feel better, because now we've had thought for the last 3 hours, knowing Saquon Barkley's gone and knowing there's a replacement in Devin Singletary. The Barkley-Singletary comparison is very similar to what Saquon Barkley was as a New York Giant. He was a home run hitter.
Yes.
And when you have a home run hitter, there's going to be some strikeouts. There's going to be dancing and taking a three-yard loss.
Right.
Or there's going to be injuries. Those were kind of the strikeouts in Saquon Barkley's arsenal. And then there's that sexy home run, that 90-yard run, right? That's who Saquon was. Devin Singletary is the opposite. He's safer. Mm-hmm. Devin Singletary doesn't hit home runs like Saquon Barkley, but when you look at his NFL career, there's two things that jump out at me. And the number one thing that Saquon didn't have is just consistency.
Yeah.
He plays. He played 17 games last year. He played 16 games the year before that. He played 17 games the year before that. I almost think that
in Saquon's defense, he was not an every down player, though.
Devin, you're right. No, you're absolutely right. But I think he's more like a blanket of comfort than what Saquon is. Yes. Now, that doesn't mean he's better because he's not. He's not even close. I'm not suggesting that. But they did replace Saquon Barkley with at least something that's sturdy.
Yeah.
And for either a young quarterback that they draft, which I guess they're going to do. We'll see. I keep going back and forth trying to figure out what the hell they're going to do. You guys seem more confident about it.
Right.
I'm trying to predict what they're going to do. And I don't know. I mean, maybe that's a compliment to Joe Shane.
Right.
Or a negative to me that I'm an idiot. Right. I can't figure this stuff out.
The other thing, and this is obvious, like he was in Buffalo.
Yeah.
So there's a familiarity with him. He was in Buffalo for 4 years.
He was only in Houston for 1 year.
Last year was a free agent year. He goes to Houston, has a pretty good season, and only started 10 games. He rushed for 900 yards.
Yeah.
Basically had the same statistics as Saquon, and they know him. And so
the receiving things is a little bit different, though.
Oh, without a doubt.
That's the big difference.
Without a doubt. But you got to remember, when he was in Buffalo, he wasn't the starter.
No, you're right.
He wasn't the guy.
You're right. He wasn't the every down back. He's a solid addition. He's not Saquon Barkley, but in a lot of ways, he's safer.
Right.
Because he goes out and he plays and he's solid. Mike is in Bayside, New York. How you doing, Mike?
Hi, I'm good. I think that Saquon's going to be a bust. And I think the gentleman, and it'll set the Eagles back. I put like an over-under on his total yards in the whole 3 years. Like 2,500.
You sound like Sean. You sound like Sean, Mike.
The gentleman that has the dog named Barkley needs to change the dog's name to Barber.
He won't answer to it.
That's the problem.
No,
he won't answer to it.
If you're a dog owner, here's the issue we run into. You can't just change a dog's name. Like, you can't just do it and wake up one day because they're not going to listen. So that's why it's got to be. Now, I give Sean credit. It's either got to rhyme with the name Barkley or you got to go short. Like, I have a dog named Dudley. I didn't even name Dudley his name. I adopted him from North Shore Animal League, and that was his given name as a six-month-old dog. And I was like, he kind of looks like a Dudley. Yeah, and I felt bad changing his name.
But if you had changed it, if you change it to Budley, would he still answer?
I think so. So, what I do, though, is I call him Dud a lot. Dud, 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 Dud. So he answers to Dud. I think you got to slowly start calling Barkley Bark.
Bark.
What's up, Bark?
Bark.
First of all, Fitz, if dogs bark.
Bark, 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 bark.
Yeah.
Right.
I give
my
that
dog is CJ. If I started calling her TJ, she'd probably answer.
What if you started calling her C?
C.
So you shorten CJ to wouldn't. C.
It's the J, because the emphasis is what she gets, like the emphasis on the J.
So do you think Bark would be an issue? Would Barkley not listen to Bark?
No, because like Barkley start, like you hear Bark first.
Then you stop.
Then you stop.
You stop. Bark.
I don't
Bark.
Know.
Bark.
Get out, Bark.
My dog Ranger answers to Stranger and Danger. We practice this all the time with him.
No, I agree the rhyming works, but you're not changing. But what are you changing Barkley to?
Hartley.
Hartley?
Yeah, it's all Hart. Huh. Here's a thought. How about don't name your pet after any Dave Gettleman pick?
Dude, it's a risk, man.
Oh, it's funny.
Like, the whole name thing is a risk. I promise you this, and I know this isn't exactly the same, and I'm going to say the name. I've always avoided saying the name, so if you have this name, I apologize. My wife really liked the name for our first child, who ended up being Jet, Lucas. Now, I like the name Lucas, okay? I've got friends who have kids named Lucas, so I have nothing personal against Lucas.
I don't know a Lucas.
You do not?
I do not.
When my wife came to me with Lucas, I said, Vito. And she's like, Vito, the name? I said, no, I'm vetoing this. And she said, really? Because Vito's pretty strong for me to come out and veto a name.
That is.
And she
strong.
Said, why are you vetoing Lucas?
Right. If you don't, I mean, you could easily have just steered it away from Lucas instead of just, like, Vito.
Well, we had
you could have just said, hey, have a conversation. Lucas is, like, further down my list.
No.
Like, you could have rationalized it out of the top.
That's not how we work.
Okay.
We're very blunt with each other. Okay. I said, I'm vetoing.
And so what did she say?
Well, she said, okay, may I ask why? Okay. And I said, of course. And Lugie will be the only one who will say, oh, okay, I get that. Lucas Duda was on my mind. And I said, no way.
Of course.
I said, no way. I said, no. I said, we're not doing this.
I felt
this.
Like there was a movie or something.
Well, he could have done Luke, I am your father a million times.
No, I feel like there was a movie, like in my impressionable
with
year,
someone named Lucas.
Where Lucas was just, he was just always picked on. He was like the nerd.
Oh, really?
I can't think of that. I can't think of it now. But
Lucas, by the way, is a fine name. Like, again, I've got friends who have kids named Lucas, including numerous of them.
Giolito.
Lucas, well, who cares about him? But I couldn't do it.
You did a year ago.
But my point is, when we were naming our sons, and look, I haven't had to name Dudley. I didn't name Dudley because that was his given name. Mm-hmm. I always tried to stay away from that because what if you name somebody by a name that turns sour?
Right.
Because the one thing about sports is sports always turns sour. Like, it always does. You could think you have the safest name ever, and then you name your kid or your dog that, and within 2 years, you're like, I can't believe I named my son Daniel Jones.
Or you could have hedged your bets with Ike. Ike Davis, Dwight Eisenhower, right? Mm.
That's true.
Did you ever even consider Ike?
Believe it or not. Are you joking?
No, I know you like Dwight Eisenhower. And when you said Lucas Duda, I'm like, our first Mets first baseman's. Ike Davis.
No. I didn't know if you realized this. So many years ago when I adopted Dudley as a dog, I thought about changing his name. I decided to not. The other naming question was Ike. Uh-huh. I went with that. And I actually pulled my Twitter baseball team at the time and said, guys, you're going to make this decision because I can't make it. Do we keep Dudley or do we go with Ike? And I was holding Dudley up. And I said, this is him. I'm holding him. He's at baseball. What do you guys think? And Dudley won in a landslide.
Wow.
Like it was Reagan Mondale. Oh, it was a landslide.
I'm surprised it wasn't George, John, Thomas, Millard, Ronald,
Bill. I see what you're doing there. By the way, I want to apologize. If I was going to bring up a landslide election, I should have brought up Dwight Eisenhower himself beating Adlai Stevenson twice.
Oh, Adlai.
By the way, speaking of that, presidential rematches. I've got the analytics. So a little bit later on, maybe in November, I'll break down the analytics on presidential rematches because the last time we had a presidential rematch was Dwight Eisenhower against Adlai Stevenson. How about that?
Nice.
There you go.
Are we getting a debate? I don't think so.
No, probably not. Anthony's in Rockland. What's up, Anthony?
Hi, Evan. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
I listened to, I guess, another guy from Rockland, Ryan. I'm going to call him Crying Ryan after listening to what I was hearing him talk about Saquon. How about instead of blaming Saquon for going to the Eagles, you look at it as blame the Giants. Look in the mirror. Look at the way that they've run the organization the past 10 years. They've done nothing but fumble the bag.
Right, but that's not fair to this regime, Anthony. Correct?
We say that now, and then we can look back in 3 years from now and somehow still blame them. Just like how we hired Joe Judge, and we were all saying, oh, we have 6 wins. How did we think that this wasn't going to go, this wasn't going to go south? Joe Judge was a terrible coach. We had 6 wins, and people were acting like it was the Eagles' fault that we didn't go to the playoffs that year. All I'm saying is this Giants fan base, or that kind of Giant fan, makes excuse after excuse for a bad Giants ownership the past 10 years. That's all I got to say.
I mean, I can't put it all on ownership. I think certain general managers, Gettleman being the previous one, had an idea of what he thought he could do. So, I mean, let's not revise history. They thought they could salvage another year or two out of Eli. That's why Saquon got drafted number 2 overall. And it's like, was it smart? No, it wasn't smart. But you can't put that on Joe Shane. Joe Shane, I feel like, is still trying to get out from under some of those decisions, including Daniel Jones, which he only exacerbated by giving him a deal, and then he got hurt the following season. I don't think they had Saquon valued that high. Like, when he talked about Saquon earned the right, and this is what he said after the season, obviously, to go, be a free agent, go see what you can get. I'm not sure what the market's going to look like, but he might find that we gave a good offer. Basically, that's what he said.
Yeah.
He got more than he bargained for.
I know, right?
I think Joe Shane misplayed that hand. But I also think Joe Shane is perfectly all right letting Saquon Barkley leave.
Yes, I think they've known for a while. By the way, this has been a full kind of experience of Tiki Barber today on WFAN. Because earlier in the show, Tiki got very upset with me, a little bit with Sean, mostly with me.
No, it was mostly you.
Mostly me, that's fine. Because I was giving a very fan perspective on why the Giants should have traded Saquon Barkley during the season. And that pissed Tiki off. Tiki got very angry at me to the point where he said, you don't play. You're not in the locker room. Shut up, you redheaded stepchild. I added that last part. But Tiki got very upset. And it was that whole player versus fan kind of battle that sometimes happened. But things have come full circle.
Go
because
ahead.
Earlier today, Tiki Barber also said something on the radio that has gained a lot of traction. It's been picked up by a lot of sources and places. And what Tiki said, and it's been kind of cut to a sentence, he said more than that, and you could rewind on the Odyssey app or check our YouTube page to get the full context. But what has been whittled down to just a sentence is Tiki said, quote, to Saquon Barkley, you're dead to us, Saquon. Good luck. You're dead to me. This comment has now gone everywhere to the point where active NFL players are upset with Tiki Barber.
Good.
Now, let me explain something to Jahan Dotson, who says, quote, this is weird behavior. Or Tyreek Hill, who says, interesting take. To Tyreek Hill and Jahan Dotson and any other player who doesn't get it, Tiki now gets it. Okay? When you go to a rival, this is what we as fans feel about you.
Of course.
We respect it's a business. We respect that you want to play in a certain city or make a certain amount of money. No one's saying he shouldn't have done it, but what Tiki expressed is a fan opinion. So Tyreek Hill, you don't get it. Jahan Dotson, you don't get it. So much like you told me, I don't get it because I haven't been in a locker room. Those guys don't get it.
Go kiss ass.
They've never been fans.
Yes.
And you now have experienced both.
Yeah, absolutely. I've experienced. Yeah. Look, I love Saquon Barkley. He's one of my favorite Giants over the past 20-something years. He's a great dude. But he's an Eagle now. You don't see me rooting for Jalen Hurts. Seriously, you don't see me, I don't know, saying, Jason Kelce, you're the greatest center I've ever seen. I can't wait to watch you snap and do the tush push. Right? None of that. Like, he's on the opposing team and the one that's like right next to us. Literally. Philadelphia is, I mean, some Jersey fans, Jersey residents are Philly fans.
Yeah.
Like, it's a tie. And it's, look, NFL players want to be, I don't know, defending of the money, I think, more than they care about fandom. They don't care about fans.
That's fine.
They don't care about the reaction that we as observers of this sport talk about. They care about their guys getting paid.
And that's good for them.
And that's great for them.
And I understand their perspective, so I understand our perspective.
Yes.
I totally get why Saquon Barkley went to Philadelphia. We all do.
Of course.
Understand the consequences.
I'm not holding it against him. I'm just saying he's dead to us.
Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill. I can't stand Tyreek Hill. You want to know why Tyreek?
He's a Miami Dolphin?
No, because he had a chance to come to the Jets and he chose to go to Miami. And guess what? As a fan, I'm allowed to be angry about that. It's okay.
Right.
Like, we're irrational.
Unless he comes to the New York Jets.
Well, listen, if that happens, we'll have a different conversation.
Right.
Mark is in East Brunswick, New Jersey. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, yeah, look, my family, we're huge Saquon fans and huge Giant fans, and we're going to have to change the name of our dog. We're going to probably call him Barks. As opposed to Barkley.
Nice.
But, you know, all kidding aside, I mean, you know, they've got to figure out what to do with Evan Neal, right, and that pick, because that is turning
guard.
Out to be a big problem for the Giants.
Move him to guard.
And they got to figure it out, right? I mean, that's a huge hole, and if that goes to waste, that's going to be, you know, the legacy that they've got right now, because that's going to set the team back tremendously.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you can't miss on first-round draft picks at all.
Hmm.
You specifically can't miss on tackles that you draft in the first round, because it's where the game is going now. The edge rushing and the games and the schemes that they do on the edges now, if you can't pick that up, your offense is dead. And the Giants felt that a lot last year. And usually it's the backside, like the blind side, you know, the side that the quarterbacks can't see. But it's gotten to where it's both sides now, because there's good edge rushers on both sides on almost every team in the NFL this year.
Yeah, no doubt. Andrew's in Brooklyn. How you doing, Andrew?
Hey, how are you? So before, when you guys were talking about the trading Saquon, not trading Saquon, I understand that if you trade him and you lose the locker room, you lose the last six games and rumors start coming out, things like that, possibly Dable even gets fired. But on the other hand, the only thing I was thinking is, if you trade him, say you send him to Baltimore, at least you're keeping him away from Philly, and the chance of him resigning if he wins one or two playoff games probably increases pretty significantly.
But,
and keeping him away from Philadelphia is the main thing.
Andrew,
but
that's the only reasoned trade that would have made any sense.
Yeah, it's not worth a fifth-round pick, but at the same time, to keep him out of Philly. Like, right now, a fifth-round pick to get him out of Philly, like, obviously it's no brainer. You can't look at it that way. Right. But
well, the problem is he's going to come back and he's going to torture us. Like, he's going to be bad most of the season at times, in theory, and he's going to come to the Giants and he's going to be extra motivated. They're going to be motivated for him. He's going to rush for 160 yards and two touchdowns.
No, hold on. I got a big freaking problem with you.
Why?
I got a big freaking bone to pick. Andrew just said the Giants should have traded Saquon Barkley.
Right.
Where was your freak out? Why don't you tell Andrew where have you been in a locker room, you loser?
If there's
why were you nice to him?
If there's only, because you keep saying it. I'm telling you why they didn't trade him.
Well, Andrew just said it.
I'm telling you why they didn't trade him.
I gotcha.
And why they couldn't trade him. If they had traded him to Baltimore, I don't think the locker room would have been upset with them. I really don't.
Excuse me?
So
it was where
think.
They traded Saquon Barkley that would have made the locker room okay or not okay?
Well, if you
what?
So if you trade Saquon Barkley,
yeah,
to the Baltimore Ravens,
yes,
at whatever point last year,
which I think could have been an absolute option,
especially
yes,
because they lost Gus Edwards, they lost they lost who tore his Achilles early in the season?
J.K. Dobbins,
yeah. J.K.
and
Dobbins.
They were going for it,
right? And so it would have felt like, oh, Saquon's going to a good place. He's going to get a chance to win a championship.
So all I had to say earlier was the Ravens, and you'd have been like, "Oh, that makes sense, Evan."
Well, because you look, when you throw like a generic, it's demeaning. Not demeaning, but it's the wrong word. I can't think of the word that I'm trying to say. But when you just throw a generic, he's worthless, get him out, and get something for him, it's, I don't know, it's dehumanizing.
No. My point was, if they weren't going to keep him,
dehumanize that guy.
I wasn't dehumanizing.
Dehumanizing.
Whatever.
Right.
I was simply saying, if they already knew, look, we're not going to re-sign him, they should have entertained the idea of trading him.
Right.
So, your response to me was, you'd have lost the locker room. Right. That's crazy.
So this happened with the Commanders. They traded two of their edge rushers. Chase Young, who, by the way, is a free agent, and he's out there right now. He could be interesting as well. And Montez Sweat. And when they traded them, they knew that they had to do something to keep, like, anarchy from going into that locker room, even though there was a lot of that anyways. They traded those guys to, like, really good situations.
Right.
Traded Chase Young to the San Francisco 49ers, and they traded Montez Sweat to the Chicago Bears, who then it's not even about going to the Bears.
Because they signed them.
They traded him to the Bears because they knew the Bears were going to sign him right away.
Right.
And before, I mean, we had that game the week after they traded him, and before we even talked to him, he had signed a new contract. So they did right by those two guys.
So they did right by Saquon, they could have traded him. Is that what you're telling me?
If they would have done right.
Okay, well, they did right by Leonard Williams, didn't they?
Yes.
So I'm not suggesting they should have sent them to Siberia. What I'm suggesting is Joe Shane messed up by not listening on offers. Maybe there would have been a good enough offer.
By the way, the talk about, you know, moving back the trade deadline, this is why.
Yes.
Because at week 9, 10, as bad as the Giants were, they weren't done. They weren't out of it. They weren't like, oh, the season's a wash. And so if you do it then, it washes the season. He had no contract issue. Leonard Williams had, there was no chance that they were signing him.
Was there a chance they were signing Saquon Barkley based on the way this thing played out?
Honestly, if he rushes for 1,500 yards last season and, you know, helps him pull back and get into the playoff conversation, maybe, because he still seems valuable.
Yeah, I don't know.
The reality is he didn't have a great season last year.
I get you.
Like, I know we want to, like, we're still romanticizing who he is, but the great, great season has been intermittent for him. And so, like, was it worth it to re-sign him? I don't know.
I don't know. All I know is, I don't know if you agree, Sean, I think he was very soft on our last caller.
After
yelling at me, and I'm a bad guy.
That's because you keep saying it over and over. And
you know what it is, Evan?
And over and over. Like, it's the only solution. And the problem is, it's not.
Now, Tiki, is it any more antagonizing that he's doing that with a giant colored beard where he just looks like an idiot in 100 seconds?
No, not at all.
That may have added to it.
Not at all.
And I want to make something very clear. And thank you, SNY. Oh, yeah, they left us 5 minutes ago. We were on early in SNY because they got a Met game tonight, which is very cool.
Lovely.
I'm not wearing a blue and red beard for the New York Giants. Okay, you may think that. That's not the case. I'm doing it for tonight's big Ranger Devil game. I'm representing the two hockey teams that are facing each other tonight, even though the hottest hockey team that is playing tonight in the city of Los Angeles, if you wake up this morning and you opened up your newspaper and you said, I wonder who's in the NHL playoffs, And you look down at that second wild card spot, guess who you see? The New York Islanders. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. So I'll make this very quick and very pithy.
Pithy.
Watch out, Sean. Just watch out.
Okay.
Because if the Islanders get the first wild card spot and they're matched up with the New York Rangers in the first round of the playoffs, your ass is grass and we're going to smoke it. With that said, It's 5:32. It has been a big, big football day with some Yankee concerns around Gerrit Cole. Well, let's get your mind rather briefly back to baseball with your random John Sterling home run call.
It's time for John Sterling's home run call of the day.
The 1-2. Swung on, and there it goes to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Brennan Bosch. It's the knuckleball out in right center.
BB. It's a BB.
What?
That's Bosch. By gosh. He homers to right and the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
Brennan Bosch, the immortal one. We're going deep into the archives for those John Sterling home run calls, which we will get every day at 5:30 until we get to opening day, which is just 2.5 weeks away. More reaction to the Giants and Jets. What have the Jets done? They've done this. Nothing! The Giants, on the other hand, they've watched Saquon Barkley go to the Eagles, Xavier McKinney go to the Green Bay Packers, and they may be on the verge of making a blockbuster trade. More on that coming up next. There is a lot going on this busy Monday, the first day of NFL free agency. They call it the first day of legal tampering. It's the first day of NFL free agency. Obviously, Yankee fans worrying about Gerrit Cole, who's going for an MRI on his elbow. We will not hear anything tonight, so Yankee fans can just log off social media for the evening. We may get an update tomorrow, probably Wednesday on Cole, but there is good injury news for the New York sport fan, and that is the fact that OG Anunoby is being listed as questionable for tomorrow night's game against the Sixers, and the expectation is that he will play.
That means he's ready to come back.
He is ready.
In the very near future.
And I think he plays Tuesday. Yeah. I think that is certainly the feeling.
Which is even ahead of your deadline.
Yeah, no doubt. I was looking at March 15th, right in the middle of that West Coast trip that's coming up. And here's where the Knicks are despite that ugly, ugly, ugly basketball game yesterday. What's funny about yesterday's basketball game between the Knicks and the Sixers is that if that game happened in 1997, everybody would praise it and say, oh, that's the way basketball should be. It's amazing. Right. But when it happens in 2024, it's ugly and disgusting. So I just wanted to get that off my chest. While it was a bad loss, and Jalen Brunson, I think, answered it pretty succinctly by saying, I played like dog bleep.
Yep.
The New York Knicks fan wakes up on this Monday evening. I guess you didn't wake up unless you have a hangover. And when
it's a long hangover.
That's a long-ass hangover, man. When you check the newspaper, like the Islander fan did, to see that they're in the playoffs, the New York Knicks are still the 4 seed.
Right.
And so despite how close things are, and certainly Miami losing the other day to Washington was hilarious, despite how close things are, as you're about to get OG back, and you already have Jalen Brunson back, and we'll see about Julius Randle, the Knicks have survived this.
Yeah.
I mean,
they got through it.
They got through it.
Right.
Like, despite that loss the other day, and despite the way they've played, I'm not saying it's been great, it's all about the standings. It doesn't matter if you win 48 games, 52 games, 55 games. It matters what seed you are. It matters who you're matched up with. That's all that matters. And Tiki, dude, they're right there.
They are. And look, the likelihood of catching Cleveland and getting a three is, it's probably slipping away because they're now, what, 4 games back? Yeah, look, four games back from Cleveland.
By the way, just real quick on Cleveland, you're welcome.
Right.
Because
but the Cleveland Cavaliers
beat them last night.
They keep losing the teams that somehow beat Boston and then lose to the Nets.
Yes.
Right?
It's like, makes perfect sense.
What the hell is going on here? But they're holding steady. And the destruction of the Orlando Magic over the weekend was awesome. Obviously, you lose to Philly, and you know why. But they have the potential, even without the full complement of talent, to put together some amazing nights. Like Precious Achiuwa, I got to stop hating on the guy. I mean, I think I have for a while now, but he was unbelievable a few nights ago. And so they're getting guys to rise to the occasion which speaks, and we're talking about the Giants culture and the Jets culture, it speaks to the culture that Tibbs has instilled there.
There's also one other thing that's helped them, and there's nothing wrong with this, never throw it back, and that's called the teams around them have struggled.
Very much so.
The Miami Heat have lost three in a row to drop to the eight spot. The Philadelphia 76ers don't even resemble like a real NBA team, and even the Magic have cooled off by losing a few games in a row, including that game to the Knicks. Right. So it's not only them surviving because they haven't really played that well. It's all about the standings. And they're in fourth place in the Eastern Conference with OG Anunoby scheduled to come back tomorrow night against the Sixers in the finale of that little brief two-game series. With all that said, Sean Morash is on the other side of the glass, and he is tingly because he believes that Brian Burns, 26-year-old Carolina Panthers star, is on the verge of being a New York football giant. Why do you think that, Sean?
Well, first of all the breadcrumbs are going that way. Sheena Quick, who covers the Panthers.
I know Sheena very well. Nice woman.
Barring a late-minute breakdown, he will be a Giant. Albert Breer is now on it as well.
Wow.
And it's now it feels as if compensation is agreed upon between the Giants and Panthers. What that officially is, we don't know.
So it's about the contract.
It's just about the contract because they will not. He's in the last year of his deal. They will not trade for him without a contract.
And there's nobody else in this conversation with the Carolina Panthers?
No, but the Panthers, it should be noted, handed out a 5-year, $100 million deal to Robert Hunt, the guard, today. So that felt like they spent their money that way. But
and their new GM is
Dan Morgan, who has a relationship with Joe Shane, dating back to when Shane was in Carolina.
Well, there you go. There you go. That's what starts the conversation, or at least has the the inside workings of a deal, because there's a knowledge, there's a base of friendship between those two guys.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And
I'm surprised because I hadn't heard of him as a trade target. It felt like they really just wanted to keep him. That's why they franchise tagged him.
Like the last 2 days, there were rumors out there and whatever you want to believe, Giant Twitter, and it just kind of felt like, yeah, everybody was focused on Barkley. But this happens now, and it begs the question, can Saquon even get past the line of scrimmage that has Dexter Lawrence, Kayvon Thibodeau, and Brian Burns?
Look, man, I can't be a hater, man.
It's going to be a heck of a D-line if this thing comes through.
Dude, they're building one hell of a defense if they go out and make this deal for Brian Burns. Now, they're going to have to pay him a big-time amount of money. So you're investing a lot of money in Sexy Dexy, a lot of money in Brian Burns, but you've got some youth that's cheap right now. And you got to take advantage of that because before Kayvon gets paid, before DeAndre Banks gets paid, you have to strike.
Yeah.
It's kind of why I'm frustrated with the Jets. You got a lot of good young players that are cheap. You got to strike during this little window.
You should know that we finally have a message from the Jets general manager.
Oh, really?
He has spoken. Aaron Rodgers has tweeted a heart emoji, quote tweeting David Bakhtiari's emotional goodbye. So another signal, Bakhtiari probably coming.
Right. That's what you're giving me right now?
Jets GM Aaron Rodgers has spoken.
Jets GM Aaron Rodgers. Look, I have no issue with David Bakhtiari being a Jet. Just this is really, really important. They cannot view him as a sturdy piece of the offensive line.
Yeah.
Because he's not a sturdy piece. He's maybe 33 years old. He's played 13 games in the last 3 years, including 1, 11, and 1. That's how you get to the 13. One game, 11 games, one game. So if you want to sign him, I got no problem with that. You could use as many offensive line help as you can get, but you have to view him as almost like, hey, if I get something out of him, great.
Right.
I can't rely on him.
No, I don't know what to expect from him. I don't want to hate on him because I think he's been a great player in this league.
I'm not hating on him.
But availability just has not been top of the list for him over the last couple of seasons.
That's all I'm saying.
By the way, Brian Burns is on the franchise tag. Just for clarity here, the Giants are not signing him to a deal on the franchise tag. They're trying to trade for him to get him without having to give up those two first-round picks. Now, that's where probably some of the complication is coming in because, in theory, the Panthers could just say, just sign him and then give us two first-round picks. This is why this is a little bit more complicated than most trades that happen in the NFL.
It would be a rescind the tag, and then boom, here's your trade, work out your extension.
Right.
That's probably the holdup right now. If they've already agreed on what's going back, it's probably just figuring out the details of the contract with Brian Burns. That is a big blockbuster if Joe Shane could get to the finish line. Let's get back to your call. It's been a very busy day in the NFL, and obviously the cloud hanging over the Yankees with Gerrit Cole needing an MRI. Let's go to Lou in Riverdale, New Jersey. Hey, Lou.
What up, Lou?
Lou.
Hey, hello?
What's happening, man?
Hello?
Hey, Evan and Tiggy. How's it going?
We're good, man.
Good, man. What's up?
Good. So, Evan, both of you guys, huge fan. Evan, I did order your book.
Thank you. That's very much appreciated. Thank you, sir.
What's up, dude?
Yeah, Tiki, actually, my brother-in-law is actually best friends with your neighbor, Gianni.
Oh, nice.
So,
nice. I love
it. Yeah. So I want to talk about the Giants.
That's Nicole's neighbor, by the way. Oh, or right. Nicole's husband.
Correct, yes. Correct. I'm not happy with
Saquon.
Barkley leaving.
Yep.
But I feel like I do like the moves that the Giants are making with if they can get this Burns trade.
Right.
But I'm not happy about losing McKinney.
Yeah.
I think that hurts with the back of the defense.
Yeah. I mean, look, at the end of the day, I mean, I hate to say it. If Joe Shane has the offseason that he needs to have to get this team right, offensive line, maybe the Brian Burns thing, you fill the holes because there's a lot of free agents. We've been saying this for months. I'm not saying we're going to forget about the Saquon thing, but it becomes less of an issue if everything else starts to fill in, right? It's like, oh, we look like we have a complete team now.
Yeah.
As opposed to we just lost our biggest, brightest star to the Philadelphia Eagles, the rival down the road, the Eagles. Joe Shane can actually obscure.
I think he already has.
Right. The ire of those Saquon supporters who said, you should have just signed him. Because, I mean, we've been saying this since the show started today. The priority clearly was not skill position at running back. It was everything else. All those, you know, free agents that we've talked about for months now, they're addressing the core issues as opposed to the luxury issues. And let's face it, a high-priced running back is a luxury issue. The Giants aren't in a position to do that. Instead, Saquon goes down to Philly, and we know what that does to our emotions for him.
Javier is in Comac. How you doing, Javier?
What's up, Javier?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. First of all, I want to say that I'm a Giants fan. Tiki,
yep.
Thank you very much for your services in the past.
I appreciate you, Javier.
And I want to come to your defense against all these detractors, these fake Giant fans, and most especially Saquon Barkley. I want to say two words.
Go ahead.
Suck it! And you know what? My 10-year-old daughter, who's sitting right next to me, feels the same way. Right, Gigi?
Yeah.
I love it.
Look at that.
Oh, man,
we're
Giant fans, man. You can't help but be emotional about something like
right.
this. That's
right.
I mean, it is what
thank
it is.
You very much.
Thank you, Javier. I know Sean's like, oh, trolling the Eagles. He's going to stink down there, take up cap space. But, I mean, he goes to the Eagles of all places.
That's that stings.
Right.
Like, I'm not.
And it's not anybody's fault. It just is what it is.
It sucks. Like, when you lose a free agent, and I think we all make this deal. I would think most of us make this deal. Even when you know it's the right thing to let someone go,
yep.
You say, just don't go there.
Right.
Just don't go there.
Just don't date my best friend, Susie.
Yes.
Like, do whatever you want. You can go mess with, I don't know, Rhonda down the street. But Susie, just stay away from
just
her.
Just don't go there.
And then you, next thing you know, you're in the bed.
Oh,
with
yes.
Susie.
And it's bad.
It's real bad. Because you know, she knows, everybody knows. Everybody. And you look like a fool.
Yes. And then you got to see them sleeping together right. all the time. I'm telling you, I remember when DeGrom was a free agent. That was in the back of my mind. Like, if we're going to lose him, just go to Texas.
Yeah.
That was my thought. Just go to Texas. And I can imagine, even if you're a Met fan who didn't want DeGrom back, did you want him in Atlanta? Did you really want to risk that? And I'll always argue Giants-Eagles is on another plane than Mets-Braves. Mets-Braves are a rivalry. It's nothing compared to Giants-Eagles.
But doesn't it make it more fun?
No.
No.
Because honestly, barring the Eagles winning a Super Bowl, which I really don't think they're going to do with Saquon, now we finally get to laugh at them.
Sean, you're getting too desperate now.
I'm not.
This.
No, it's not desperate.
Everything
not
to make this a positive, dude?
Hold on. Here's the problem, Sean. The Eagles are better right now.
Quite, okay, fine. They're better.
They're better with Saquon. Right, he's going to make them better. Whatever the issue was that's undefined because nobody wants to talk about it was going on in that locker room, I promise you it gets better with Saquon because he's that good of a dude. I'm just telling you, they're better.
Look, they were sixth in the league in rushing last year, fifth the year before. They're going to be the first team in rushing now with Saquon. I am not trying to be a hater because, again, I like Saquon and I respect Saquon.
You're not being
Saquon.
A hater, you're being a rationalizer.
No, I am rationalizing this. Saquon Barkley, for the money he's making, is not going to make the Eagles drastically better than they already were. So they already were a problem. And in the end, if and when the Eagles fall flat on their face, we get to laugh at them even more.
Okay,
I cherish that as a Giant
fan. Sean,
I want to use the DeGrom analogy because we have the result now. So when Jake left, there were a lot of Met fans. I wasn't one of them, but there were a lot of Met fans who were like, guy's going to get hurt anyway, right? Do you think those same people would have said, go to Atlanta, just screw up their luxury tax, go there, get hurt, we'll all laugh? No, I think most of us said, I don't want to risk that.
Right.
I don't want to risk him going there and everything work out. If he goes to Texas and everything works out, it sucks, but it doesn't harm us in our backyard. Same thing with Saquon with the Texans and the Eagles. Yes, you are describing this perfect world of Saquon's a bust, the Eagles stink, he fumbles out big time spots, you always beat him, and yes, it's more sweet for you.
Right.
That's a fake world you just created.
That's not going to happen. He's too dedicated of a player for that to happen. He's not going to fall apart.
I didn't say he's going to fall apart.
He's 27 years old.
Do you expect him to play a full season next year?
I don't know. I have no idea what to expect with any of these guys in the NFL anymore. They don't play hurt. Okay. They have nagging. I'm serious.
Right.
They're soft. They have nagging injuries, and they say, I'm good. I can sit out a week. They got somebody else to take my job. I don't mind watching someone else do my job. You know, you have to cut off an appendage on my body to watch me voluntarily let someone do my job for me. Mm. There's no way. That's why I never miss games.
And that's why we would have been way more devastated if Tiki Barber ever went to the Eagles than Saquon.
I would never.
You know what Sean took from
never,
that?
Never, ever.
I know you wouldn't. Sean took from that, damn it, man. I was hoping he'd have some sick days so I can fill in for Tiki.
No.
He can have a sick day.
By the way, I've already worked with Tiki 7 months. Those are few and far between.
I just don't understand the rationalization. Like, it's one thing to say, look, contract was too much. I get it. The Giants made a right decision. Fine. Like, I get that part. But saying that him going to Philly is somehow a good thing is insane.
It's not, because it's going to be bad for us.
Of course.
It's going to be bad for the Giants at the end of the day.
Maybe we're all cut from a different cloth, but I promise you, I am not like some kind of alone thought process on this. Saquon and the idea of being frustrated with him not playing a lot, feeling like he was home run or nothing, is nothing new now that he went to Philly. It is how many of us felt.
Let's do a little science experiment. I'm going to find a random Giant fan and ask them what they think about Saquon going to Philadelphia. Tommy, how do you feel about that?
So the comp I would have with DeGrom is I never wanted to boo Jake. That's why I didn't want him to be a Brave. I don't want to hate on Saquon. No. I don't want to boo this guy. I have no ill will against him.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to boo him now because he's on the Eagles.
When he comes to the Eagles and he rips off a 50-yarder, what do you do?
I'm going to hope. Here's what I'm going to say.
You're sitting there conflicted like.
I'm conflicted, but at this stage of my life, Teague, I root for the Giants to kick the Eagles' ass, something they have not done basically in 10 years. So you know what? Stick it to all them. I hate all their fans. I hate all the Eskins. I hate all everything that goes on in Philly. So I want to beat all them. I don't want to boo my man Saquon. If he has a 50-yard game, we win. That's great. That's why I didn't want Jake in Philly or Atlanta.
I agree.
Because I don't want to hate Jacob DeGrom. Right.
You don't want to hate him.
And now we're in a position where we have to.
Yes.
In theory, yeah.
You also don't want a guy sticking it to you.
No. You know, you guys are, I don't forget what people say at their games. I was the only one here as a Giant fan going, it's probably best for this team if they lose to the Eagles week 18. And every single one of you, all three of you said, no, you want to beat the Eagles. You want to send a message that, you know, we're going to beat them and it's going
to
matter for next
year.
Because now we're just acting like defeat, that it's a bad thing Saquon went there. No, I thought we already sent them the message we could beat them.
They got better.
Marginally. They got worse because they lost Jason Kelce.
I think you're discounting. He was old. I think you're discounting what Saquon can be for our team if and when he stays healthy.
Yes.
I think that's what you're doing. Now, the thing that's helping us, as it seems like Joe Shane, is active in free agency like we hoped he would be.
Yeah.
With all of the cap space that they have a ton of holes that they need to fill, but he is very active so far. In free agency, and not even in free agency, because Brian Burns is under contract.
Nah, it's a blockbuster trade.
Right. If he gets this trade done, I mean, holy crap.
Yeah. We're learning about Joe Shane and what he is willing to do, and going out there and trading premium picks for Brian Burns and then signing him to a mega contract. That's one of those, you know, you take your things out and put it on the table, if you will.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.